The Israeli attack on the Scientific Research Center in Damascus suburbs on Wednesday raised a wide popular condemnation in Syria. The Syrian parliament said the aggression affirms the Israeli entity's continuous threat to international security and peace and is part of a conspiracy targeting Syria. Syrians on the ground demand the government to rapidly respond to such an attack, voicing confidence in their leadership.
This act cannot be accepted by anyone faithful to his country. My country should retaliate strongly. We cannot keep silent about that.
I have confidence in Syria's wise leadership. I think it would respond to this attack in the right time. They attacked us at this time to raise the morale of armed men who are being defeated by the Syrian army.
The general command of the Syrian army says Israel, with the help of Turkey and Qatar, is behind terrorist attacks in Syria. Analysts say Israel is playing a role in all attacks against Syria since the unrest began in 2011.
When foreign military intervention in Syria failed, Israel relied on armed groups inside the country to reach the results of a foreign interference. Israeli intelligence services played a big role in planning many attacks on Syria. I believe this attack happened directly by Israel because its tools, the militants, failed in sabotaging this research center.
The Syrian government has repeatedly said that the anti-government insurgents in the country are militarily, financially, and logistically backed by Western countries and their regional allies. It says those countries are plotting against it for their own interests and for the benefit of Israel. Damascus says the Israeli entity benefits the most from the unrest in Syria, referring to Tel Aviv's involvement in supporting foreign-backed militants in the country. The Syrian government also maintains that such attacks would never weaken Syria nor undermine its support to resistance and the Palestinian cause. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.